Afternoon, Wells Machinery.
Good afternoon. Is John there?
One moment.
This is John. Could I help you?
Hey, John. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay. Danny with who?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually trying to follow up with you. We were in contact, you know, last March. I'm not sure if you remember. A little refresher, we do equipment financing, working capital.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you and, you know, see what kind of plans you had lined up this summer. I know you didn't have any back then, but just want to check in.
Yeah, no, right now, well, things are a bit slow now anyway, and, you know, as far as the need for financing, you know, we haven't had any recently.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, nothing on the front burner.
Yeah, nothing on the front burner. Okay, yeah. You guys, you know, been, you know, busy over there, or is it picked up?
No. Well, it's picking up a little bit, but it's been kind of slow.
Okay, and just kind of sitting tight. And I remember, you know, so you guys over there for selling equipment. You guys kind of have you had any customers? You know, having trouble finding financing over there?
Well, actually, we haven't been, I can't recall in recent memory, anybody needing financing from us. Now, they might go off on their own, or we sell, I think I probably mentioned to you earlier that we sell through distributors, and a lot of times the distributors work out the financing. So by the time it's all the financing's already done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you guys don't really have that.
Occasionally, we'll, you know, recommend somebody. You know, we've got a file.
Okay.
You know, we'll say, okay, you know, if you need somebody, you know, here's some names.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, so far, I can't remember the last time we got involved in anybody's financing, though. You know, it's been a while. Plus, you know, like I said, things have been a little on the slow side for the past year.
The past year, wow.
Yeah.
And what do you guys think that is? You think it's just a weird year, or what do you attribute to being slow?
No, the economy sucks.
Yeah, I know.
It should hopefully, after the election, it'll perk up depending on how it goes. But you know, if it goes the wrong way, it'll suck some more.
Yeah, I know. That's
we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, though. A lot of people are blaming the election year and, you know, waiting to see what happens there before they, you know, evaluate what they need. But, I mean, how often, when it is busy over there, do you guys turn over inventory?
No, we'll do okay. You know, we do fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, you know, occasionally we'll recommend some financing, but actually not that often.
Not that often, okay. And do you guys still work with PNC Bank?
PNC, yeah, that's where our account is. Yep.
Oh, okay. And do you guys have like a line of credit with them you use for?
Oh yeah, which we don't use. You know, we've been around a long time, and financially we have no debt, and you know, financially we're in pretty good shape. So we're able to weather the storm, and we don't need any for ourselves. We don't need any financing.
Okay, yeah, it makes sense. Just using it for emergencies over there. Okay.
Yeah, it's there in case we need it, but we very rarely ever need it.
Yeah, you rarely ever need it. Okay, I hear you. And, yeah, I mean, how, you know, what's the limit on that line you have over there?
Million.
Oh, a million, okay. Well, yeah, we do, you know, working capital. We're able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross income.
Yeah, that works. We're totally covered, you know. Worst case scenario, we might need, if we got a lot of stuff going on at once, we might need a little bridge loan, which, you know, for like 4 weeks or so.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's rare.
Well, even that,
no,
you know,
we're
that,
in good shape.
Yeah, and that's how you're saying the bridge loan. That's exactly what, you know, working capital is. It's a shorter term loan just to get you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, do you have like your customers have like a net 30 to pay out or?
Yep.
Yeah, some companies I've heard they had like a 120-day payout, which is just crazy.
Everything's negotiable, but standard is net 30 if it's a regular customer. If there's any doubt at all, it's either cash up front or a credit card.
Cash up front or credit card? Okay, that that's good on your guys' end. Yeah, some of them, they're saying these bigger companies are kind of pushing you guys around and, you know, saying 90 days the minimum, you know.
We get that. Just,
you get that too, yeah.
Occasionally, and then we say nope.
Yeah, you turn them down.
You want the machine or not?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good. I mean, some companies I talk to aren't in that position, you know, to say that.
No, they're, you know, people, you know, if it's reasonable, you know, we'll work with somebody, but, you know, it's all case by case.
All case by case, exactly. Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, I just wanted to check in, and
okay,
I did have a...
Okay, appreciate it. Keep, you know...
Yeah, what's a good email for you, John? For some reason, we switched over a new software.
J-M-I-N-N-S.
Okay.
At willismachinery.com.
Willismachinery.com. Alrighty. Yeah, John, I'll send you some highly thorough programs as well as my contact info, and I'll check back in later in the year,
well,
see how things are going.
Keep it on file, and, you know, if somebody needs a little assistance and they're looking for names, we'll have you in the file.
Sounds good, and yeah, we'll be glad to help you guys out and get you guys going over there. All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks, John.
Uh-huh.
Bye.